your cupcakes. It's a little secret, just a Robinson's affair. Most of all, you got to hide it from the kids. Choo-choo-choo, Mrs. Robinson, Jesus loves you more than you will know.
Listening to WMFO 91.5 Medford. The Rap Radio Hour. Rap Radio Hour will be on in a minute.
Oh,
Hey, what's up? It's the Rap Radio Hour. What's happening? What's up?
Hey, Medford. Is my mic on? Yeah, it is.
It should be.
Is it? Hello? Hello? Hello?
Maybe it's your headphones.
I think I'm quieter than you, but maybe I'm just a quiet person.
There we go. I can hear myself now.
Hello? Hello? Yeah, okay.
What's going on, Medford?
Medford!
Just had to restart the computer, but it's really fast. Look at that.
Whoa.
It's already
wow.
up.
Wow, solid state drives. That's a PSA.
The PSA is for solid state
solid
drives.
Solid state drives, the future of drives. Flash memory is where it's at. I think my mic is off.
I'm sure it's on.
Alright.
You just need to turn up your headphones.
I can hear you just fine. I can hear you just fine, but.
Okay, why don't you use that one?
Hello. Oh yeah, way better.
There we go.
It sounds different, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, there, I was right.
It's a beautiful sunny day out, Medford. It's the time for the Rap Radio Hour.
Rap Radio Hour! Bum, bum, bum. But we should probably assign a PSA today, you know. Sometime in the morning.
Yeah, we can read one.
Yeah. We got a lot of great songs for you today, Medford. Hip-hop, rap.
New Future album came out.
A new Future album came out.
A new Rock Marciano album came out.
A new Rock Marciano album came out.
Nina on the Track released a mixtape.
That's cool too, I guess.
Venus X and Asmara released a really, really good mixtape. We'll play a snippet from that.
All right.
It's a lot of new music, Medford.
As always, my name is Elliot, and that's Grant, the real DJ. We're hoping you're having a great day. And we will officially intro the Radio Hour at some point here. But, you know, we gotta be patient for the next little bit.
Do a PSA first.
I hope you had a nice week, Medford, because we had a pretty good week. And we're gonna have a great night.
Oh, this is a very timely app. I just ran into Julia, and she wanted to listen to the show, but
shout
she didn't know how. So here's how. WMFO Android and iOS apps now available for free download. WMFO now offers both Android and iOS versions of its mobile app.
Wow.
Just go to the Google Play Store or Apple's iTunes App Store, search for WMFO, and download our latest listener app for free.
You know, I've got the app. It's great.
You'll automatically connect to the station's live audio stream, get a continually updated current playlist, as well as easy access to our website and Twitter feed. On mobile phones, you can call the current DJ with a single button press. The new Apple iOS releases include a full-screen rotatable iPad interface plus Retina and iPhone 5 display support.
That's
right. If you've got an Android phone or tablet or an Apple iPhone, iPad, or iPod Touch, download WMFO's free mobile app and tune into Tufts Freeform Radio wherever you go.
Wow, that's a great app.
I sort of just realized that it's useless.
Why?
If Julia's... The only reason she would be listening to this in the first place is if she already had the app.
Oh, this is like we're preaching to choir here.
Yeah, if you're listening to this, you already know how to access.
All right, we'll put it on posters and flyers around the school.
That's what
or
we should do. We should stop reading it over the radio.
Yeah.
To people that clearly already know how to listen to it.
Call in and tell us how you listen today. We'll hype that up, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what is this, Grant? What do we call this hour here?
Hold on.
We call it the patiently get some time.
Oh. Hello, this is Chef John from foodwishes.com with...
Rap Radio Hour.
That's right, Medford.
That's right, Medford!
It's the Rap Radio Hour.
Rap Radio Hour.
Rap Radio Hour.
New Future, new rock, new Venus. What else came out this
Welcome
week?
Welcome to the Trap Radio Hour. That's right. Changing our genre. Nothing else came out this week. It was a bad
is
week
John Wick 2 out yet?
It is. It came out last Friday. We just have to watch that.
We should go see it. Well, I need to see the first one. I don't want to be left behind on the plot.
So tonight, you're coming to a dinner, right? You're coming to a certain...
I don't know if John Wick is going to be the result.
It might be
dinner.
A great time to watch it.
We'll see what the crowd is like.
Yeah. I mean, if they leave early, we could always...
That's true. We could always just go back
to... Go in for a nightcap, you know?
A John Wick nightcap. there's a new video from The Weeknd.
Let's do it.
It just has a lot of rappers in it.
Oh, it's not that impressive, actually.
Well, it's not that impressive to play over the radio because the whole appeal is what you see.
About it? Like, oh, hey, is that Big Sean?
Is that that person? There's a new DJ Khaled song featuring Jay-Z and Beyonce. It has to do with having kids.
Oh, interesting.
There's a new video for Ray Schremer's song Swang. They're on the golf course.
I heard that DJ Khaled made the three-point or a half-court shot.
Did he?
Yeah, last night.
Wait, I want to see that. That sounds like fake news.
I know, it's real. I saw it on Twitter. It was a GIF.
All right, let's see.
Half-court shot. And he also said, what's up, Miami? And it was not Miami. It was like New Orleans.
Yeah, it's New Orleans. All right, we're going to watch this YouTube video, Medford. All right, this isn't half court.
It's half court.
No, he shot from the... Oh. Oh, it's someone filming their TV. All right, we need to... They're just shooting it from the three-point line right now. What's going on?
I don't know. This is a GIF.
Like a Khaled.
Like a Khaled.
I mean, he's doing pretty well, but he's not...
This is a GIF. I don't know. Look it up on... Oh, it's probably not great to show a GIF on the radio.
There's no point.
Zero. I mean, listen to our reactions.
I just want to know...
I've been thinking, all right?
Okay.
The next big business is reaction videos. Like...
What do you mean? Reaction videos have been around.
No. This is different. This is going to be me reacting.
So you just want to start a business that's you doing reaction videos?
Yeah. I'm thinking maybe VR would help. You know, not in... requirement, but
in what way?
You could sit there with me as I laugh and act surprised when I see a trailer, you know.
So, and what would be the perspective of the VR though? Is it your perspective or someone sitting next to you?
Someone sitting next to me. That's the whole experience. It's like you have a real friend.
Out with Elliot.
People pay lots of money for it. I'm a
this is you on Shark video. Tank. Listen, like people already pay lots of money service. For stuff.
People, they've got too much cash. You know, they've got too much dosh to give out. And I'm going to take it from them.
All right. We're going to listen to Swang by Ray Sherman.
Let's listen to Swang by Ray Sherman. I don't know any of the words you just said. So I'm just going to mumble along. What would you say this music was like? Describe it. It's genre.
The song?
Yeah, the song. Genre, qualities.
Turn up falsetto.
Wow, yeah. What's that sound? The wow, wow, wow.
What's a synth? Just listen to the song.
I just want
to
know what it is.
Know some young niggas like to swear. Whoa, okay. I thought this was the clean version.
Not clean at all.
We need a backspin.
I love that sound. Hey, it's me, Elliot Nielsu. Welcome back to Rap Radio Hour. Oh, you're supposed to do it. All right, I'm going to have a hand signal ready to go.
No, we're not.
That would be so much fun.
It's not a thing you order up.
It's something you do to me against my will.
It's like saying, please clap.
That was so funny. Please clap. Please clap. Man. Jumbo the elephant, like Dumbo the Republican National Convention.
All right, I found a clean version of Swang.
Excellent. I've been waiting for a long time. All right, so this is, I would call, turn up falsetto.
It's more of a falsetto turn up.
Beg to differ. And agree to disagree.
The video for this is really good.
Know some young like to swear.
All right, much better. Yeah.
They're all on a golf course, and they're partying. There's old people involved.
I can't imagine anyone wants to listen to us describe the music video over the music. But let's do it anyway.
I'll play the video for you.
Oh, thanks. Can you mute the video and then, time it up, sync it?
Yeah.
I can't take it to the grave. Yo. Hop out, drop top. Your dog, I need it right now.
Say drop top?
That's my favorite line of the song. Just the melody of that.
Money talks, what is there to say? Blow away, watch it blow away. When I die, can't
I like the aspect ratio.
They have like a coordinated sort of like boy band dance that they get these girls to do.
Talks, what is there to say?
Wait.
Blow away, watch it blow away.
What's the line?
When I die, can't take it to the grave.
Yo. Sis.
I can't understand what he's saying.
Getting dough, ain't a thing changed. Coasting, gripping grain.
It is boy bandy.
Yeah. There's so many, like, different themes here.
Yeah, I can see that he's the only person of color in a white golf tournament.
Yeah, and they sort of, like, set up this weird, like, class rivalry where, like, the white golf kids are suspicious of them, but then they also party with them. And then there's old people involved later. It's, like, it's really campy, but it's also not.
I don't know why they're changing the effect on.
Yeah, I don't like that. Just stick with the VHS.
Like, oh, it was 80s for a second. No, now it's HD slow-mo.
Wow. They should have just kept it in the VHS.
Blow away, watch it blow away. When I die, can't you take it to the grave?
They're like betting on putts with the old people. Alright.
That was interesting.
It's a great video.
That was a pretty good video.
Here's the thing. I'm in favor of the VHS effects with the modern HD camera effects. You just have to blend the two shots well. And that video doesn't do it well.
What, you mean like switching back and forth?
Yeah, you can switch back and forth and have it work.
I think there's a reason to switch back and forth, like a thematic reason.
Oh, I see. Like, so like if you're like nostalgia.
Yeah.
Or like different scenes are in different.
Or like whenever they're talking to like a certain person, like it's 80s or something.
So the video for Recognized by Party Next Door does this.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it does it really well. But you can be the judge, and I'll try to censor it. So see, like VHS, HD, and the aspect ratio changes.
Impressive. The percentage of
see, it's like HD here.
Yeah.
But then goes to VHS. I think that does that really well.
This one makes more sense.
Yeah.
They're doing it for close-ups. They're doing it. For,
yeah.
Like,
and they sort of they use like the zoom effect. I like that.
That was a great shot.
Yeah. All right. Not gonna keep censoring that. See what I mean? Like
a lot of silence for a radio.
The video works more with the switching in that than it does with Ray Shremmerd.
That's good. I saw a Canadian movie, like a French Canadian movie recently.
What's it called?
I don't remember the name. It wasn't in English.
Okay.
But like, it was all shot with like a normal HD camera.
Yeah.
But a large, like for the first like 45 minutes, it's all in like a 1:1 aspect ratio. And then, like, at a certain point, it changes and, like, moves out.
Is there a reason why?
Yeah, there's, like, a very definite, like, thematic reason why. Like, oh, I see.
That's kind of cool.
Can I spoil it for you?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, it's like whenever the family's feeling trapped, it's, like, a 1:1. And then whenever there's, like, some sort of release and freedom, it goes out.
Huh.
And then it goes back in, and then it goes back out, but they're faking it on the second time. Like, it's not actually back out. It's all, like a fantasy. And then, they die, and, you know.
Is it a good movie?
It was pretty good, yeah. It was really interesting the way they did it. Like, there's a part where the kid is, like, on a skateboard. It was 1:1, and then he, like, pushes it out. Like he grabs the edges.
It's a little. They had like. Didn't, I think like Freddie Wong did that in a YouTube video.
Yeah.
In like 2008, when they changed the aspect ratio on YouTube, he like took a hammer to the borders. Do you remember? You know what I'm talking about?
I remember the one with Epic Meal Time where he's like, "Oh, like we need an aspect ratio change," and it gets really flat in them. Or, I don't know, but I've seen the 2008 one. But.
Let's see. I can't find it. Whatever.
Do Freddie W.
Oh, true. I wonder what he's doing now.
He has a new. They've renamed their thing, right?
It's no longer Rocket Jump.
No, it's maybe it is Rocket Jump. They did that video game thing for a while.
Yeah, Video Game High School.
Yeah.
I was really into the first generation of YouTube stars. I was into all of them.
The old school ones before they all got makeup tutorials.
I don't know any of the new ones, but like I used to watch Philip DeFranco every day.
Oh, I never saw that. I used to like the ones that made like cool effects and like funny videos, like the action movie videos, like Freddie W. and
I watched a lot of Freddie W.
The Corridor Digital for a while.
Oh yeah,
pretty good.
Yeah,
and some fun ones. I don't know. Other stuff I didn't really get into very much, like the newsy ones or the drama ones. The ones that like talk about like interpersonal dramas with the YouTube people.
Once it started to get to that, that's when I stopped.
Okay. Back when it was pure and nice. Speaking of things that were good for a minute and now have turned bad, the Tufts memes page. You've seen that?
Yeah. Well, you think it's bad now?
I think it's about to get really bad.
It's about to get really bad. I still think there's some good ones.
There's like a lot of really good ones. And there's ones I don't get. Like,
let's not play any music and let's only discuss visual things on the computer.
Welcome back to discussion hour.
All right. Can we? I'll play one. Actually, I don't know. We'll save future for later in the radio hour.
Yeah, we'll play something with the cool new mixtape you're talking about.
Yeah, so Venus X and Osmer from Nuguzu Nuguzu went to Brazil,
mm-hmm.
and they put out a mixtape recently. Let's see if I can find it. Which features a lot of Baile Funk stuff.
Baile Funk stuff. How would you describe this genre?
It's a good mix of Brazilian and American rap, and it's probably the best
Brazilian
sort of
rap
synthesis of those two sounds that I've ever heard.
Is that a big sound, Brazilian rap? Have you heard it before?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's a big deal.
So we'll skip ahead. So like this is Baile do Favela, which is a really, really popular Brazilian rap song. And there's a whole like cultural history that has to do with why this song is really
got
popular.
It easy. Okay.
But just this is it. This riff, like everyone knows this riff.
I think I've heard it before. Not this big
I mean that rhythm that like that's the Brazilian version of like the four on the floor. Like that's like
Yeah.
That so like that rhythm is like the four on the floor like kick clap that like Western audiences know. Mm-hmm. Like there's this clip of MC Bin Laden who's like the really, really this like really popular Baile rapper on like a Brazilian talk show and they ask him to freestyle. And he starts freestyling, and the entire audience just like instantly starts clapping along with like. It's crazy. Like wow. Everyone knows that rhythm.
It sounds a little bit like toxic.
Yeah, the strings.
Yeah.
There's also like some, I don't know where this motif comes from, but like Baile rap is really into motorcycle sounds. Just like the revving of engines is over everything. And if you look at like the album cover, it's not a coincidence that like all the rappers are on motorcycles surrounded by fire.
Can we add some motorcycle sounds to the rap radio intro? I tried to find, like, I've spent time searching YouTube for, like, good motorcycle sound effects. They're hard to find. But, like, if we, so here, I'll pull up the video for a really famous MC Midmodern song, and it's just covered in motorcycle revs. It's like a really, really, really minimalist beat. And like half of the sounds are just motorcycle effects.
Is it at a motorcycle race?
Not really. Are you lying?
Cabelo da tônica, o tripa mostra que é de vilão. Lado mal e lado bem, nós é bom, mas não é bombom. O toque da roneteira entre becos e viel. Meia preta e meia branca que nós jogamos na canela. Os irmãos tá de AK em cima da CB1000. Recalcado cresce o olho, vai pra puta que pariu. Vai, a cada segundo nós dá uma acelerada. E a cada acelerada é um tipo de risada. Frau, 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 ho, 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 ha, 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 bololô. Vai, que o 9-0, os vizinhos já até discorro. O perdido aqui é nós, quero ver os homens pegar. Porque aqui nós dá risada e bota pra acelerar. Porque aqui nós dá risada e bota pra acelerar. Bololô, 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 ha, ha, bololô, ha, 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 bololô, ha.
Wow. So anyway, Venus X, who runs Ghetto Gothic in New York, and Asmara, who's sort of been floating around a bunch of different sort of underground dance scenes, went to Brazil and met a bunch of Baile Funk rappers and did some sort of work with them that's yet to be revealed. But the first installment is this Putaria Maxima mixtape, and it's really, really good. And it mixes, like, the, I would say, the cream of the crop of Brazilian baile rap with American rap.
Do you know, like, the bad Brazilian baile rap?
I haven't heard any ones that I haven't liked. It's just like,
this is the best, best.
Yeah. And it's really, really good. And there's, like, some really, really crazy mashups that go on. Like, they threw in, like, this, like, riff from, like, a Rihanna. They took, like, a Rihanna acapella and just, like, throw in different lines.
Yeah, alright, alright, alright.
You
was right, I was wrong.
Alright, so what about this playlist? Talk about the Tufts page.
Oh yeah, we were talking about the Tufts page.
We played at the same time.
This is sort of chaotic in the background. I'll try to find something.
Okay, well, let's find something.
Although, hold on, I'll play one. This is a mix by Infinite Scroll, and it's you might recognize
it's a great
it.
Name.
Yeah, it is a really good
fantastic.
Name.
Fantastic.
So it's a mix of Tá Tranquilo, which is an MC Bin Laden song, and I think it's a Made in Tokyo song, I Want, which I think both have played in different effects. But it's a really, really good mashup, so we'll play that under this one.
And it's not in English, it's in Portuguese?
So it's a mix of the American rap song and the beat of the Brazilian song and the beat of the American rap song.
All right, so hopefully it'll be easier to censor.
We'll just let it go. So, like, right now we have the beat for the Made in Tokyo song and the acapella of the Brazilian rap song, and it mixed perfectly. So the Tufts meme page.
Can we go to it? There's one of a Venn diagram of like three different circles.
Yeah, right? I saw that one.
I don't know what any of them mean.
So I can explain it to you.
Yes.
And then maybe you would find it funny.
Yeah, I think that's important.
But I think that, like,
that's not the best example you made?
Yeah, that's not a good meme for the page anyway.
Is it because it
has nothing to do with Tufts.
Does it not?
Yeah, it has nothing to do with Tufts.
So how do I not know about it?
I don't know. You have to know stuff to know it, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm
you have to be plugged into the culture.
I'm trying. I host a radio show.
I think that's it.
I liked the that one a lot.
This one?
No, the bingo one. I haven't seen that one. I can't.
Oh, God, it's hard to find.
Yeah, it's all the way back. What's this one? These are ridiculous.
Those aren't really.
Yeah, some of these aren't good at all. I like this one.
This is a fantastic one. That was a good one too.
Some of them are really dumb. Wait.
I couldn't read it, but it's okay.
Have you watched this kid's videos?
No.
We'll play one of them.
I didn't get it, but it was kind of funny.
I think this is a great meme. Alright, we can't find it, so... it's not important. Oh, I like this one.
Yeah.
Because it's on my street.
I remember that one. That was a good one. That was a dumb one. Alright, well, I guess we're not going to find it, but...
Yeah.
Some of them are, like, really specific, too. Like...
Oh, I love this one.
Is that from something that I don't know?
That show?
I don't know what the show is, yeah.
No.
Okay. DJ! It's a different order each time.
Oh, I love...
A SpongeBob one, yeah.
Takes one SMA. Yeah.
This is definitely the worst radio show topic.
Yeah, it really is.
This is just laughing for no reason.
I mean, we're playing music in the background.
That's good. And they want to hear us laughing over it.
Talking about other things.
Hey, do you know Jacob Santos?
Yeah, he's a chemie, isn't he?
Yeah. I was just at a meeting with him, and I told him I had a radio show, and he's like, oh, do you know Grant Box? And I said, yes.
We're doing the radio show together.
We're doing the radio show together. He's my co-host.
What other songs could we play?
My sub-host. You said there's a bunch of new songs out, new albums out.
Oh, yeah, we could play... Actually, so I haven't been able to get the new Rock Marciano album, because it's, as far as I know, only available for download on his website for $20, which is a lot. I like him a lot, but I'm not...
What the poop?
Yeah, and it's not on Spotify, and it's not on iTunes.
Can I say poop on the air?
Yeah, you can. Just don't do it a lot. But
just keep it civil, man.
He did post on YouTube like a video that's sort of a compilation of.
We could play Tinder DJ.
Oh yeah,
I forgot about that game. I had some Bumble matches, but they haven't messaged me yet. So
I feel like you can't play Bumble DJ. It's a little bit more serious.
It'd be a little bit of a burn of a bridge. I'd do it, though. It'd be worth it.
Would it? I guess it's a good way to break the ice. We've broken the ice with
I almost married that girl, you know? If only you had screwed it up, Fox.
You don't remember her name.
Well, it's because we never actually talked, spoke, or interacted. Maybe she's still listening right now.
So, Rosebud's Revenge, part 1.
I want to say her name is Rachel.
Nope.
Maggie.
Nope. You're not even close.
Samantha?
You're just giving girl names. Just like whatever comes to mind at this point.
Yeah. Elizabeth.
Nope.
I'm getting a hint.
No.
No hint. Alright, tell me about this song. Who is this?
This is Rosebud's Revenge, Part 1 by Rock Marciano. I'm pretty sure it's a compilation of a bunch of different clips from songs from his new album, Rosebud's Revenge. And I'll do my best to censor it, but at the same time, pay attention to the lyrics, because that's all his appeal is.
Lily.
Yep.
Found the picture.
There you go.
You misspelled my name.
No.
Yeah.
It's pronounced the same, so I don't think she really...
You misspelled it in two ways, and then she spelled it correctly.
She likes you.
Yeah, she must have.
All right, you want to play some Tinder DJ?
Oh, she looks so cool, too. And she has my number, and she never, ever messaged me. Sorry, what? Tinder DJ? Ian told me a thing that you can do with Tinder.
What is it?
You delete your account and make it again, and you can like rematch with everyone, because everyone you've matched with already is essentially dead to you at this point, right?
What?
So, like, you've gone through every person in the Tufts campus, correct?
I mean, that's not my priority on Tinder. I swipe left everybody that I have mutual friends with.
I guess
with.
You have a different sort of... You've swiped out, like, everyone you into an 8-mile radius, right?
No, I continually get new people.
Okay. All right. Well...
Oh, I guess it's because my radius is 100 miles. And my age range is 100 years. So I never run out of people.
I guess that's true. But for people who do run out of people, which is Ian,
yeah.
At 1 mile and like an age range of 20 to 21.
What does he have against 22-year-olds?
They're freaky. Have you talked to them?
I guess they're like out of college. But yeah, that's true.
No, he has a bigger range than that.
So he only wants to match with people that go to Tufts, basically.
Essentially, yeah.
Who aren't freshmen.
This is all like fictional, but like pretend our character, Ian. Yeah.
Okay.
Ian loves Tufts people, but only his age and only within a mile. So not even like all the way off campus. But he swiped through all of them like a year ago. But if he deletes his account and puts it back on, he can go through all of them again and get rematches.
I don't see.
And plus, he's like refined his profile a little bit more, so he's a little more attractive.
A little manipulative.
Well, I think.
Is the intention?
A dating app.
Fair point. Is the intention to swipe right everybody that you originally swiped right, or are you trying to like swipe more people right after you go through the first pass? So like say there's 10 people and you swipe, you know, 5 right and 5 left the first time. Mm-hmm. Are your standards lower the second time where you're like maybe you're going to swipe 7 people right this time? Or is it just like I want the original 5 people a second shot with?
I think he wants a different 5 people. Maybe, and also he wants to a second shot, like because a lot of people he never ever messages. He just like matches with them, and then like after more than like a week or two, you're never gonna talk to them.
I don't. Here's the thing.
Yeah, I guess you're not really into the.
Yeah, since Tinder launched in like early 2013, I've been single and on Tinder for like 4 weeks. So. I've been on Tinder since then, but my calculus is
continuous.
Yeah, I've been swiping since 2013.
So
but
honestly,
with
you must be doing
100%
right.
Ulterior motives.
We should all do what you do if you want to stay in a relationship for many years.
So step one is get in a relationship. Step two is then get on Tinder.
Weirdly enough, it keeps it really healthy. Very counterintuitive. Do you think if you got on more dating apps, you'd get even more?
I don't want to get on more dating apps.
How stable do you think you'd get?
I don't think I think actually getting on more dating apps would make the relationship less stable.
Oh, so it's a sweet spot for one dating app. Just know your options are out there, but never ever talk to them unless it's for the radio.
And that's not even why I use Tinder.
I know, but this is for Ian.
Oh, so yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, Ian, date someone and then get on Tinder. This message is brought to you by Tinder. Snap Inc.
Honestly, Tinder fell off though. It was so much more fun to play around with like 3 years ago.
See, this is the same thing that's about to happen to Tufts memes page. Anything cool only exists until it gets popular, and then it's lame.
Yeah.
Sad.
It's fun while it's cool, though.
Yeah.
No, I only use Tinder for Tinder DJ or when I'm in, like, a foreign city, which is very rare.
You should get out more.
Yeah, that's the moral.
This is the burn hour.
It was useful abroad.
Oh, yeah, you told me about that. You found, like, places to go and parties to go to.
Yeah.
Dang. Wow.
It's not useful in Boston.
No, you know all the parties are at. You should do it. You should keep it here just so other people can message you.
Say, no one messages me.
Where the party at?
That's the thing. Nobody messages me.
Nobody ever?
Nobody.
Wow.
That's not true. Sometimes people say like, hi, and that's it.
And you're like, no, unmatch.
No, then I'm like, I'm DJing a radio show right now. What song should I play?
You're a broken record.
Just copy and paste every time.
You should message Lily. Did she unmatch with you? What happened with that?
You need to get over her, man.
No, you should message her. She's important to me. True love will never, never stop.
So Nina, who's on the Night Slugs and also Gang Fatale labels, put out a track.
It doesn't matter. Sorry, go on.
Put out a mixtape called The Track Record. And on one of the songs was the song that I've been looking for like 2 years now. Joey LaBeija dropped it in his mix for Chromat's spring summer 2015 runway mix, and I've been searching for it for a long time. Finally, here it is.
I'm happy for you.
Jawbreaker by Nina. See any funny YouTube videos lately?
I thought we were gonna let it play.
Well, it's the intro. You're supposed to mix through this anyway.
Oh, is this to play on a floor, a dance floor?
Yes, it's a floor. It's a floor track.
Floor track. Is that the official terminology?
No.
Well, how far do you think this can go? Really far. Hey,
hold on. I want to hear this through the monitors. We're gonna go off the air for a sec. Pretty good on the monitors.
Yeah.
Wish you could hear it, Medford.
If only you could be here. Yeah, you could win a free ticket to here. If you call in, we will let you into the station and you can listen to the song on the radio. In the radio. Whoa. Oh, if you want to call in and talk to us, though, that phone number is, again, 855-915-9636.
Whoa, the show's almost over. We only have like 15 minutes left.
Oh. Darn it, Medford.
Time to play some Future.
You're going to miss us, aren't you? When the show's over.
So Future released an album with no features, 17 tracks. It's called Future. And Southside did the production for like 80% of it. And it's Future's way of, you know, going back to his roots.
Introducing himself.
Again.
Reintroducing himself.
So this song is called Zoom. I think it's pretty good. There's like a skit at the end. Yeah, he does it a lot. There's a skit at the end that sort of, I think, makes fun of Designer.
Okay.
But we won't play it because there's too many curse words.
Are there curse words in this version?
Yeah.
I just heard one, but I wasn't going to mention
it.
No. No, I didn't hear either, actually.
I think this one is pretty clean. Also, I can pull up the lyrics and try to self-censor. Have you ever... Wait, I need to pause that for a second.
Is he doing a gun sound effect or like a phone sound effect?
No, it's supposed to be a phone. So, Cousin Stiz, who's a really good rapper that comes out of Boston, has a song called Shout Out. And there's a line in it where he just does the beeper sound. Probably the best I've ever heard a rapper do it. So I want you to hear it so you can judge it.
Yeah, I actually hold the world record for beeper sounds.
Yeah. Shout out to the money. All right, here we go. Listen. Shout out to the money from the drugs. Shout out to the money, love the drugs. Shout out to the money from the drugs. Shout out to the money, love the drugs. I need some money, I call my plug. Yo, she always showing me that you love. You're pretty good at it.
He has two tones.
Yeah. Well, it's from the right and the left. You really have to commit to it. You can't do it half. There you go. That's the beeper.
Do you think I have a career in rap?
Yeah. The skit at the end is basically like making fun of how Designer's only lyrics are gun sound ad-libs. And the skit is like a radio show.
Oh, my gosh.
Where they're like, if you call in, we'll give you a 12 album 9-year deal. And this guy calls in and only does gun sounds, and they're like, you got it.
You got it.
But we won't play it. It's a little
What's your best secret Designer gun effect sound?
The one that he does?
What's your best one?
I can't do any of it.
Try it.
No.
Well, do it.
No.
Right. What's your best sound effect you can do with your mouth? Is that you? That's good. No, that's not your mouth. That's your
ear.
So is that a no, you won't do it?
That's a no, I won't do it.
Why not? You're embarrassed.
yellow melon with the gold.
Loser. We're making noises now.
What are some other sound effects that can be used or can be other mouth? Like a.
Well, 21 Savage does like a whisper gunshot where he's like pew 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 pew, pew.
Like a silenced gunshot.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Oh, I watched a movie yesterday. Sort of like
you already told me about it. It was the French Canadian one.
No, that was like. I watched one yesterday called Crank.
Oh, yeah, we talked about Crank.
Did we?
Yeah.
Oh, I hadn't seen it before. I just watched it the first time yesterday.
It's the one where he has to keep his heart rate up.
Yeah, yeah. It's so dumb.
Yeah.
Oh, we did talk about it, didn't we? I forgot about that.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a really stupid movie. And he dies at the end. But, like, maybe not.
There's a sequel, so he doesn't die.
How do you survive jumping out of a plane?
That's the end. He just jumps out of a plane.
He jumps out of a plane, and you see him land on a car and bounce, and then land on the ground. And his head's like dead, like he has like dead eyes. Then hear a heartbeat, and you're like, is he alive somehow still? Oh. Can you talk about that for a second? What a dumb movie. It was so dumb.
Have you ever seen the trailer for Crank 2?
There's a Crank 2. Is there a Crank 3?
It's called Crank 2 High Voltage.
Oh my god.
I wonder if there's a Crank 3. Crank.
Have you seen it? Have you seen Crank 2?
I haven't seen Crank 2.
Have you seen Crank 1?
No. There is a trailer for Crank 3 though. Let's watch the trailer for Crank 2.
Crank
2 High Voltage.
Horrible. It's movie clips. He's also just so over the top.
There it is. Right, here we go. It better be the actual trailer.
This is official. From Lionsgate. It's gotta be real.
Yeah. Alright.
Yeah, this is the ending. He's like in the air. Oh, yeah. Yeah, he falls down.
My name is Jeff Chelios. And today, no, I didn't die.
Yeah, right there. He's dead.
It's Storm. One heart. Why not just let me die?
They were keeping you alive with your organs.
So they gave him a new heart.
I guess so, but I don't think the heart is the only part that's broken.
Heart?
Yeah.
How many bars is the battery show?
One.
You got 1 hour.
The doctor knows everything.
Keep it pumping. If you can get hold of your heart, I'm reasonably sure I can put it back in.
Just me.
He's jump-starting his heart to his home.
I'm so confused. Where have you been? I thought you were dead.
Ah, that wasn't right, was it? Hola, Chip.
Should I duck?
Yeah. That's not so bad. You're gonna tell me exactly who's got more heart. I'm running on empty, Doc.
Find someone to rub against. It causes static electricity.
He treated me like his hot little whore.
Hey, that's a little too much information.
They got what you need.
Yeah, the whole thing's just dumb jokes. Condition.
So this is how it is.
I'm giving.
They had that one fisheye shot that I like.
For the explosion of mayhem, murder, and lewd behavior that is swept along.
Oh, that's Q from Star Trek.
Your associates have taken something of value to me. Oh. I intend to get it back.
Crank 2.
Those things aren't designed for strenuous activity.
Tell me about it.
So yeah, it was about that, but like even worse.
Crank 2 seems more electricity focused than Crank 1.
Did you see Crank 1?
No, I've just seen the trailer.
Okay, well, Crank 1, there wasn't a whole lot of... There was one part where he gets like paddled because he's feeling tired. And he's also trying to steal adrenaline from a hospital. And I'm pretty sure he has one of the characters from Always Sunny in Philadelphia, or one of the actors. I'm not sure.
I don't know.
Anyway, like John Wick is just like a more serious, way better produced version, I think.
So it sounds like a good movie.
And like a lot less oriented about making stupid sex jokes.
Yeah.
Anyway, very poorly reviewed by Elliot. Watch John Wick instead. Way better.
Every movie review is just in terms of John Wick.
Except for Dark Knight, but we don't talk about that anymore.
And John Wick is just like a Dark Knight sequel sort of thing. Yeah. Like take the, you know, the grittiness of the Dark Knight. Add Keanu Reeves.
Make it a little
in a different city.
Higher produced. A little more crime oriented than stopping crime oriented. It's like Batman, but he's bad.
Yeah.
The Batman. He'd be good. Have you seen that poster for the Bye Bye Man? It's one of those, you know, crappy horror movies that comes out every year, right?
Yeah.
It's one that says like, "You won't be laughing once he kills you," right? So it's always like Photoshop versions where it's like the poo poo pee pee man. It's such a dumb tagline. I love it.
Oh, these are just, they just look like
it's like one of the ones his back is to the poster. To the
yeah, camera. There's like text on his back, I see.
I think that's the one.
This one, yeah. I see it. It says, "Don't say it, don't think it."
Oh, no, it's not that one. There's another one that says, don't, you laugh now, but you won't be laughing when he kills you. Let's talk about other bad movies. Paranormal Activity. It was suspenseful a little bit.
Why are we that? But that movie came out like 8 years ago.
I was just thinking about it. Not great. Not a great film.
I actually haven't watched any bad movies recently.
I watched The Ring. I thought it was actually pretty good. Have you seen it?
No.
From 2001 or two, the girl that crawls out of the TV. It was very suspenseful, which I wasn't expecting. But apparently, the sequel or the remake, Rings, is really the opposite.
Have you seen that time the girl who played the girl in the ring threw the first pitch out at a baseball game?
No. Did she dress up in costume?
Yeah, at a Japanese baseball game. I don't know why I know this exists, and yet I haven't seen The Ring.
Oh my god. She's in her gown. Long hair. I guess it's from like Ringu, right?
Yeah. Well, wasn't it a Japanese movie first?
Yeah, it was called Ringu, I think, or something like that.
They're playing the trailer.
You can't see her face.
She also can't see the ball. She had to have the ball handed to her.
Wow, she's so stoic. This is so tone deaf.
Also, I just want to say
she's wearing like
the name of this video doesn't say her name. The title of the video is "The Ring Ghost Throws Out First Pitch in Japanese Baseball." It's not like the actress's name. It's the character.
It's the character. What? Oh, she's doing the thing. She's nodding to the umpire.
Yeah, she's shaking off the catcher. Pretty good pitch.
That was pretty good. She falls over dead. Oh, she's back.
So there you go.
Wow, why did that? What? Is that a marketing thing?
It's like a sequel or something.
It had a sequel.
Yeah, well, now she's at the baseball game.
This is canon. This ghost character stuck on television came out.
It's like Rookie of the Year plus The Ring.
I wish we had that at our baseball games, where it was like, like Iron Man comes out and throws the ball.
That's a really good idea.
That's a fantastic idea. Like, why not just mix reality like that more often?
Batman. I would love to see Batman.
They had the Japanese do it all the time because they had Mario at the Olympics, the 2016 Olympics, right? They're saying like, hey, Japan's going to host the next Olympics. Here's Mario to tell you about it.
Oh, I think I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
But it was actually the Japanese prime minister.
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
dressed
yeah.
up as Mario.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's good. I feel like we should have more of that.
Yeah.
In the States.
Come on, America.
More seamless integration of entertainment and reality.
Just don't even talk about it. Don't even acknowledge it. Just like, no, this is real. This is...
Like, that's Batman.
That's Batman. Out the pitch. The crowd goes wild for Batman.
And then the video isn't Christian Bale as Batman throws out the pitch. The video is Batman throws out the pitch.
It's just somebody dressed up as Batman, not even Christian Bale. Because the costume, you have a mask on, right? Like maybe we should get Christian Bale to do it.
Yeah.
That'd be better.
But it's just Batman. Oh, I was going to show you that the kid who makes videos.
Oh, the communism.
Yeah. He has a lot of interesting points to make.
What, he's already there?
Whoa. Didn't know MC Vin Laden stuck into this
video.
Oh, he just posted a new video called Michelle Obama 2020, but Michelle is spelled M-I-C-H-E-L.
So is this on Michelle. Purpose? Is this all him?
Yeah. No, he's serious. He's on... And, like, honestly, I can't laugh at him that much because he just, like, is a kid who is voicing his beliefs. He just happens to be doing it on YouTube. So,
okay, so what's a good one?
I mean, the classic one is We Need Communism.
Let's do that one.
Most of the other ones are, like, God can't be omnipotent. You have to sort of get into his line of thinking before you can understand what he says in that video.
All right, so can we go to the...
So we'll start with the intro, which is We Need Communism.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, guys. Your old pal, Cienable, here. And I want to make a video about why, to this day... After the time in history when it was founded, we still need communism. Now, for any of you who don't know, communism is the idea of a nation sharing the wealth. And while some people call it distributing, if I were to ever start a country with a communist government, wink, wink, wait 12 years, I'd probably make it, like, have these company, like, these buildings, which you can put in money for other people to have. You know, kind of a share-share. Now, I know not all communist states are like this, but still, distributing is just as fine as sharing it. Well, I'm not explaining why we need communism, I'm just giving the difference between distributing. Because they technically are, because, hey, a parent could make their child share a toy or something. Anyway, now on to why we actually need communism. Like, actually, it's cold out here.
Why is he filming it?
I have two reasons.
Why is he doing it like this?
One, poor people, we really can't have poor people. It's not good for like a whole class of people to be poor. People need money. We can't just let people be around, just be homeless because as they can't get jobs. Money is important, so that's another reason we need communism. And secondly, some people might say, oh, we have welfare. Welfare just promotes lazy people, and I don't know, but I'm pretty sure welfare, especially down in the United States, costs a bit of moolah. So yeah, all those